Mornings on the Move with Leah G, proudly brought to you by Four Bros on the Move. And we are in studio with Dwayne Swiggers and Father Stevens from the Napier Center of Healing. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Morning, Leah.
Let's give those mics a test. Good morning, Father.
Hi, Leah. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so stoked to officially be able to chat about this incredible walk that you guys are taking on in April, the Unity Walk. Am I correct?
Yes.
I think that's such an appropriate name because you guys are two gentlemen with a really strong passion for people and promoting health and wellness holistically. And I think by joining forces and taking on such a huge project, I think you're going to really make a difference. So Dwayne is from IMF. You guys might know him as a successful gym owner within the Belito space. He's also the partner of SA Biokinetics. You hear the radio adverts. He is the founding partner. But Dwayne has moved on to something bigger, and that is Gyms for Africa. Dwayne, tell us about it.
Jeez, where do we start there, Leah? I don't know. I just think it's something I know, and it's my way of giving back. You know, I've always, it's no secret. Like, everyone knows when you give something, it's the most special thing you can do. It just makes you happiest.
Agreed.
So, you know, you want to be happy, do what you love doing. And for me, watching people be healthy and look after their bodies and move well all the time, that's my passion.
Yeah, so. And it's something you live by as well. I know that you did a huge walk last year, June, in Kilimanjaro, and you hardly did any training for that. I mean, some people would think that's bizarre, but you say it's a way of life.
Yeah, it is a way of life, you know. So when people ask, are you going to change the way you train or anything for these events, it's pretty much you can change small parts of your training, but I've been training almost my whole life, you know, since I was 11. So it's more than 20 years of specific focused training. And I feel so confident in my abilities that I would just tweak the way I train, maybe to focus more on endurance or more on strength, depending on what event's coming up.
Depending on the goal.
Exactly.
I love that you walk the walk, you know, and that's something anybody who knows Dwayne will know that. And the confidence that you have in your own ability is something that people admire. But what you've done through the fitness brands that you've established is made fitness accessible to others. And I know one such recipient of that has been Father Stephen. And I have seen you doing the work in the gym, Father, but I hear that you are doing in excess of 30 to 40 kilometer walks a week to prepare for this huge 1,000-kilometer walk. Am I correct?
Yeah, sometimes twice a week.
Whoa.
My best has been 40 Ks a week, yeah.
That is a lot. So, but, I mean,
anyway,
given the fact that you will be walking 1,000, I think it's due preparation. And what else are you doing to prepare your body and mind for this walk?
Well, Dwayne has hooked me up with a really special guy, Josh Boyd. He's an extreme...
he's a sports scientist.
A sports scientist. So he's really going into the nitty-gritty of what I need to get prepared. So I've got a weakness in my foot and my calf. And so he's doing all kinds of amazing things and exercises you couldn't dream of to kind of get me really ready and fit, and looking at my diet and looking at my heart rate. And oh, dear Lord, I don't think I've ever had somebody so concerned with my health. So Dwayne has been amazing, you know.
That is incredible, Father. Team, yeah. And were you active before? Is physical activity something that you made a part of your life, or is this new to you?
More or less. I've never been a great sportsman, but I have done the Camino. I've done the Argus once. I'm nowhere near Dwayne's league, so I'm a bit worried he might leave me behind. But
don't worry, I know that Dwayne is strong. He might even just put you on his back, but you know, we won't get him to commit to that
hoping,
on radio.
I'm hoping when I need it.
So, gents, the reason we're here today is really to talk about this incredible walk, the Unity Walk. And as I understand, you guys have joined forces to raise funds and awareness for your two separate organizations. Dwayne, you Gyms for Africa, which you touched on. But Father, what is the Napier Center for Healing?
So the Napier Center for Healing is a residential program for street-dwelling drug addicts that have been, you know, the guys we see at the robots, that have been through a detox program. Mm. They are already connected with some kind of rehab journey.
Okay.
And then once they're interviewed with social workers, et cetera, they will come to us, the 6 to 8 month program with social workers and that. And we try and continue the rehabilitation, get them involved in NA, and get them trained so that when they leave, they actually have something to do and reconnected with their families.
Because that is so important. You know, it's not just about the healing that happens within the center or within the rehabilitation phase, but the after that is so important to actually making this commitment to be free and sober.
And productive
and contribute to society. Well, I think those are two very noble causes. And I think the way that you guys are going about this is also absolutely incredible. It's a huge commitment that you guys have made. What made you decide on this 1,000-kilometer journey? And as I understand, it's also over 4 countries.
Correct.
Which countries? Where are we going?
So we're starting in Lesotho. Our first day, we are actually climbing the highest mountain in Southern Africa.
Wow, getting the first day started right,
It's going to be proper. And then we'll walk down Sani Pass and head our way to Port Shepstone.
Okay.
Where we'll walk along the coastline to Mozambique.
Wow, and beach then, walk.
Yeah, which has also got its own challenges.
Tough terrain.
There'll be some sections that are a little bit too sketchy to come in, so we'll probably land up sleeping on the beach overnight and then just carrying on going from there.
Wow, okay. So you guys aren't actually headed from point to point. This is very much like in the wilderness. Sometimes you'll be sleeping out under the stars.
The unique thing here is the terrain, the differences in terrain. Like you're going from climbing a mountain to walking on the N2, and then you're walking on the beach, and then you're walking on dirt roads. So it's very, very different. You know?
Keeping it very, very versatile and interesting.
From Mozambique, we head, the last leg is to get into Swaziland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are your 4 different countries. We've got Lesotho, Mozambique, Swaziland, and of course, bulk of the journey happening right here in South Africa, because that's where you guys are from.
Right through Ballito.
So if you're listening, please do show your support by actually, can people join you for part of this walk?
Absolutely. You know, we have our own charities and we're passionate about them.
Mm.
But people are asked to join us whenever there will be a geolocation kind of device.
Incredible.
And people can follow us and join us for any part of it.
Amazing.
I think there are already people wanting to climb the mountain.
I can imagine so. I know that Ballito is very much a town of fitness junkies and everybody's on to the next big thing, which this is huge. This is something that's never been done before, and for a completely unique concept that's never been touched on before. I was chatting to you off air, Dwayne, and you know, there are so many organizations that are in need, and especially if we look at the African countries, there are so many services and things that are overlooked. You know, there are people who are working on food, there are people who are working on water, and just incredible organizations that see to those things. But yeah, you have identified a completely untapped niche, or just like an untapped need that needs to be fulfilled. Why? What made you think in this direction?
I just think it's exactly like I said earlier, you know, doing what you know and doing what you're passionate about and what you love. You know, there's so much that needs to be done, and there's so many different types of people on this world with different skill sets.
Yeah.
And some are going to be able to focus on, you know, solving world hunger problems or world power problems, or, you know, the variety of things that we need on this planet.
Yeah.
And just my calling is obviously to help people find their talents and, you know, get involved in movement and health and fitness, to try steer them in the right direction. You know, we body, mind, spirit. We've got to be looking after our bodies. It's something that a lot of us abuse. And we neglect, and then we suffer the consequences for that later on in life.
Definitely.
So, you know, I'm proudly African. I love this continent, and if we can make a difference, find someone, the next Sia Kolisi, or you know, we've got amazing talent out there.
Yeah.
And they just need a chance. So that's it, really what we want to do. And Gyms for Africa is going to be more than just a place to train. We're going to be offering fresh drinking water. You know, that's just something that people don't even have access to. We're going to be giving seeds and teaching them how to sustainably farm. There's going to be just other educational aspects to it that are going to help improve the lives of these people, focusing on the physical nature of themselves, you know?
So yeah, that's
just
exactly.
Teaching people how to look after our bodies. and also appreciating our bodies.
That's exactly what I derive from this conversation, is that yes, it is very much focused on the physical aspect, but it's more knowledge and helping and equipping people with the knowledge that they need to live sustainably, to empower them with longevity and make basic services that we take for granted. You know, sometimes we're just too lazy to go to the gym, but it's something that somebody's maybe never even had the option to consider. So I think that is absolutely incredible. Like you said, you're using the knowledge and experience that you have gathered over your years of service here in Ballito and taking that to the African continent, and I can't commend you enough. So I think the only thing left to discuss is where, when, and how do people get hold of you guys if they would like to get involved, if they would like to contribute in terms of funds, in terms of donations, and what it is you guys actually need.
So right now, we've got some awesome sponsors. So Four Bros on the Move, the Stratum family here in Ballito, they've been really generous to us. They're giving us like different footwear for the different terrain.
Amazing.
They're giving us shirts, caps. We've got Matt Wheel designing our gyms. So a lot of the community guys that have heard about it already, and we've not advertised it yet, like you said, this is the first time, have already jumped on board and got involved in different ways. There's guys offering different security aspects. So there are things that we'll still need, and I think we'll put this out on our socials once we have all of that up. And that's a way you can follow us, obviously, is through all the social platforms. So either looking for the Unity Walk, following Gyms for Africa, following both of us in our personal capacities, because we'll obviously be posting it and sharing it, and you know, if you
pioneering it.
Exactly.
I love that. And then in terms of, you know, food and water, how are you guys planning on sustaining yourselves for all that time?
That's just pre-prep and planning that we'll be doing to make sure that we've got it at the right locations and that.
Nice.
Obviously we'll call out and ask for assistance when...
Where you need it.
Yeah, where we all need it. And I'm sure there'll be lots of people that are ready to jump and
100%.
Assist.
With things like this, you just see incredible communities coming together, people opening their doors to you, cooking you a meal, providing you with that longing blanket that you've been needing on the cold nights.
Yeah, a certain element of faith that we've left, haven't we? Like, there's a whole bunch of it that we have just left up, and we're going to play it by ear as it goes.
You've put good intentions out into the world, and I am certain that the world will give that back to you. The universe will conspire to make this a success, and so will we and the greater Ballito community. And like we said, this is the first of these talks, and I hope to have you guys back on the show to unpack this a little bit more, get some more details into this. I know that you guys are still very much in the planning and training phase, but it's an absolute incredible journey, and would like to follow along and help the listeners follow along as well.
Thanks for that, guys. Yeah, brilliant.
Website. One last thing. Do you have a website that we can steer the listeners to?
Yes. Napier Center for Healing.
Awesome.
And then you've got yours as well.
Gyms for Africa.
Awesome. Luckily, the Google machine works very effectively, and you don't necessarily need all the .orgs and .zas. So just find Gyms for Africa and the Napier Center of Healing. That was Dwayne Swiggers and Father Stevens. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Hit it back.